Welcome back, Wisconsin. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Today, during my weekly segment with Emily's List called Sounds Like Change, we were talking about how important reproductive freedoms are, especially for young women voters, that this is a motivating issue. Folks, if you do not have a voting plan yet, you don't know if you're registered, how to register, all that good stuff, go to myvote.wi.gov. But one of my favorite conservative callers had a point that he wanted to make. CJ, go ahead.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Maggie. I know I'm a guy, and I don't have any say because I can't have a baby, as, you know, science would say. But I have four beautiful daughters and wonderful daughters, healthy daughters, and I want them to be able to make the choice. But I feel like it's misrepresentative, and I was hoping to talk to the nuns about how they wrestle with this issue, because what I got from them, I think they got the definition of equality and, equity mixed up. And, you know, they seem to say that feel that they're that you should vote for who I don't support. But also, I'd like to know, I was hoping to see if there was any restrictions, because I've wrestled with this, Maggie. I've actually called the Robin Voss office, spoke to them, the staff, and they offered Governor Evers 15 weeks with exceptions of rape and incest. And Evers' office supposedly said they'd veto it with any restrictions. So is that what I can't get Kristen Lilly to answer the question. I haven't been able to get, and I don't think Vice President Kamala Harris has answered the question, because she doesn't take questions.
Yes, she did. She took this. First of all, let's just talk about that for a second. She took the 60 Minutes interview. Donald Trump backed out. So, yeah, she just did take some questions. I mean, that's clear.
Softball. But, you know, the question.
Well, then if it's such a softball, like, where was Donald Trump?
Well, he took questions. Remember his interview with Leslie Stahl, where she wrongly said that the 51 former intelligence officers lied about the Hunter Biden laptop? Do you remember that? And she questioned them.
She gave him a legit interview. You may draw issue with some of Leslie Stahl's points. I'm sure people that support Kamala Harris might take some issue with the questions and the premises asked. That's part of what occurs in interviews with media, CJ. Yep, there's back and forth. Are you saying to me that Donald Trump hasn't lied multiple times in interviews? I mean, forget Ms. Stahl for a moment. Is he not a liar about something, CJ?
Here's my question, Maggie, to you. Do you believe, and this was supposed to be about women's reproductive rights, do you believe in any restrictions? Is there a week that you say, because I can't get your candidate, Dr. Kristen Lilly, to answer the question. Can you answer the question? Do you believe in any restrictions? Because the Democrat Party and Chuck Schumer, right after the Dobbs decision was overturned, they voted on the floor for no restrictions whatsoever. Is that what you believe?
So there is, what do you think results in a late-term abortion, CJ? Like, why do those happen? Like, why would, do you think a woman is like, well, I'm going to wait until the eighth month and now I'm going to go have an abortion? Like, why do you think that would happen? Let's just sit here and talk about it for a minute.
Okay. That's part of for the health of the mother or the baby. And I believe in those restrictions. So what are your
But wait. If you believe, is there a circumstance where a late term abortion, in your opinion, should be allowed? because going and giving birth would likely cause the mother to die, or there's an extreme fetal abnormality that it's likely that the fetus will not survive birth. Like, is that an okay thing? Like, would it be okay if there's not a late term abortion, if the mother's going to die, is that an okay abortion, CJ? Who should decide that? Or the woman?
Donald Trump believes in exceptions, but your party misrepresents.
But then CJ, then if that's the answer, then there are some late term abortions that should be legal. Next question, CJ. What do you think? Let me ask you a question. What proportion of abortions do you believe are late term abortions?
It doesn't matter to me. You say it's so
okay,
minute.
Does it? So it matters to me when we're going to decide to ban something that may be very medically necessary. And the problem with the exception, The problem with the exception, CJ, is that it requires interpretation. And what we've seen in state after state where these laws try to create those exceptions is that physicians become afraid to provide the care that's needed. No one wants to see a late-term abortion. The only reason that that's happening is because there is a serious medical complication. And I don't think a legislature should be trying to legislate the specifics of which medical complications count and don't. And folks, point of fact, less than 1% of all abortions are after the 21st week of gestation. I don't think that's how we should legislate this at all. No one wants to see late-term abortions. I appreciate the question, CJ. I think it's a relevant one, and I hope I've answered it. Probably not to your satisfaction, but hopefully to most of yours. I'm Maggie Dawn. Dom is next.